This is the local VK5 news segment, and let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. It's been cold, wet and miserable down here in the Mount for the last week, although I don't think we had as much rain as Adelaide copped. Parks activity in this part of the world has been pretty much non-existent because of this, but we are looking forward to some warmer and drier weather so that us old softies can venture out and work the world in a zero-noise environment. Our group is trying hard to keep up with all the requirements of the modern age, and to this end we will be adopting equal opportunity, discrimination policies, child protection policies and a code of conduct at our AGM in just under 2 weeks' time. These policies will, hopefully, make our life a bit easier when it comes to dealing with government bodies and private companies as we demonstrate that we are a progressive and fair-minded organisation. In an age where common sense seems to have disappeared, these sort of things unfortunately become necessary in order that we have guidelines to follow to be politically correct. We remind you that our group meets on the first and third Friday of each month in our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre, O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, commencing at 7:30 p.m. sharp. We welcome visitors and in fact encourage them, so if you're in the area on one of these evenings, please come along for a meet and greet and enjoy a cuppa and a scone or slice after the meeting. The first Friday is usually a presentation or construction night, and the third Friday is our general business meeting. That's all I have for you this week, so guess what's coming next? I bet you can't. The members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night was the general meeting, and we had a very excellent presentation by Louis, VK5FLY, on how WiSEN sets up their repeater sites for some of the rallies and horse trials that they conduct. And it was very interesting the way the locations are selected using a variety of means, Google Maps, and going out and checking the locations. And it was a very, very interesting aspect of WiSEN's activities. And after the tea and coffee break, Louis gave us an insight into his occupation, which is with a geophysical survey company, and he showed all the high-tech equipment that they use and how they set up and use all the equipment to go out and map the crust of the earth for various companies that wish to know what's lying under our feet. And he finished it off with a really marvellous video of how they do it all, and it was really spectacular. So we thank you very much, Louis, for both those presentations. We got two for the price of one, so thank you very much again. It was an excellent night. And the next tech night will be coming up on the 25th of August, and it's going to be a night about oscilloscopes. So some of our gurus will be explaining about oscilloscopes, and if you've got one you want to bring along and brag about it and show us what it does, by all means bring along an oscilloscope or two. We'll be all interested to see it. So hope to see you at the next Tech Night on the 25th of August. And next weekend, the 19th and 20th of August, is the Lighthouse and Lightship weekend. And there'll be plenty of stations around to contact and get some reports from various lighthouses around the place. So that should be good fun. And on the 26th and 27th of August, it's the Alara contest weekend. And I'll try and see if I can get a lot of those stations also. So come up on the various bands and listen around for the Alara contest on the 26th and 27th of August. And of course, as I speak, it's the Remembrance Day contest. So I hope you're doing all right in it and getting lots of contacts. So it should be a good showing, hopefully, for VK5 this year. So that's all we have for this weekend for the Northeast Radio Club news. So it's been a good week for the Northeast Radio Club. So hope to see you again. This is Les VK5KLD saying 73s and good luck in the contest.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Many of you will know that Pat and I have just returned from 6 weeks overseas, and the highlight of the trip for me was a visit to Amateur Radio 2017 at Friedrichshafen in Germany. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 25th of August, and the next coffee morning at the Shack will be on the 9th of September. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. The August 17th general meeting, David Murphy from Crick's Loudspeakers will be the guest speaker, and he will be talking about theatre speaker systems. The Ahaj Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The August technical session will be presented by Jim, VK5TR, and he will let you into the secrets of antenna analysers. Barry, VK5BW, is referring to the Shack as Fort Knox. Have you seen the substantial security fencing that has been installed to discourage the vandals we've been having problems with? Saturday, the 23rd of September, Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run another Introduction to Arduino session. If we get too many people to fit in the AHA Shack, we may be able to use the Old Girl Guides Hall on the same site. Trevor, VK5NIX, is taking the bookings, but as he'll be away for 2 weeks, you can send me an email and I will add your name to the list. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. AREG's next general meeting is this coming Friday, the 18th of August, at the Redbeds Community Hall, Phelps Court, Fulham. Doors opening at 7:45pm. This meeting will be the AREG's annual general meeting. To start the proceedings, the outgoing committee will recap the year's events before moving into the reports and then the business of the AGM. All positions will be declared vacant and nominations will be sought, followed by the selection of the new committee members. Once the AGM is over, there will be a short general meeting to consolidate the formal part of the evening. Members and visitors are encouraged to bring along items that may be of interest to the evening's audience for a short show-and-tell presentation after the formalities have been completed. So come along to AREG's next general meeting. It is this coming Friday evening. Everyone is most welcome. After the formal events, a light supper of tea, coffee and cake will be available, whilst you can mingle, review and discuss the topics of the day. Further details may be found on AREG's web pages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.